Nigeria orders crypto platforms to withhold tax on staking and airdrops. Nigeria's Federal Inland Revenue Service now requires crypto platforms operating in the country to withhold tax at the point of transaction, according to an announcement circulated on August 5, 2026. Platforms must deduct 1% on asset disposals and 10% on income from staking, mining, airdrops, and DeFi activity before that value reaches the user. The shift matters because of scale. Nigeria has repeatedly ranked among the top countries in the world for crypto adoption, with tens of millions of users trading, remitting, and saving in digital assets. A withholding rule turns every registered platform into a tax collector, and it changes the arithmetic for anyone in Nigeria who earns yield or claims tokens on-chain. The mechanics of withholding at source withholding tax is not a new levy so much as a new collection method. Instead of asking taxpayers to self-report gains at year-end, the government instructs the intermediary, in this case the exchange or platform, to skim the tax before paying out. The user receives the net amount, and the platform remits the deducted portion to the revenue service. The two rates target different activity. The 1% rate applies to disposals, meaning a sale or swap of a crypto asset. The 10% rate is heavier and lands on income-type events: staking rewards, mining output, airdrop claims, and returns from DeFi protocols. That gap signals how Nigerian authorities are classifying these flows. A disposal is treated like a transaction subject to a light transaction tax, while staking and airdrop proceeds are treated closer to ordinary income. For a user staking a stablecoin position or claiming an airdrop, a 10% haircut at source is a direct reduction in net yield. Someone earning a 5% staking return sees the effective rate drop before compounding even begins. Enforcement runs through the platforms. The design leans on centralized platforms because they are the enforceable choke point. An exchange with a Nigerian license, local bank rails, and a compliance team can be compelled to deduct and remit. That is far simpler for a tax authority than pursuing millions of individual filers. The harder question is what happens to activity that does not touch a compliant platform. Staking rewards paid directly to a self-custodied wallet, airdrops that land on chain, and DeFi yield earned through a non-custodial protocol sit outside the reach of a Nigerian intermediary. A rule that only binds regulated exchanges can push sophisticated users toward spending straight from their own wallet and self-directed on-chain tools, while catching the mainstream users who rely on local apps. That creates a familiar tension. The people most likely to be withheld from are ordinary retail users on regulated Nigerian platforms, not the on-chain power users the 10% DeFi rate nominally targets. Part of a wider African tightening Nigeria's move fits a broader pattern across emerging markets that first tolerated, then restricted, then decided to tax crypto once adoption became too large to ignore. After years of central bank friction, including a period when banks were barred from servicing crypto firms, the pivot to taxation is itself a form of recognition. The government is no longer trying to wall the sector off. It is trying to monetize it. The precedent echoes India's flat 1% tax deducted at source on crypto transfers, introduced in 2022, which sharply reduced volumes on domestic exchanges as traders moved offshore or off-platform. Nigeria's disposal rate matches that 1% figure, and the same behavioral risk applies. Withholding regimes reliably move some volume to venues the tax authority cannot see. The 10% income rate on staking and airdrops has fewer direct international comparisons at the withholding level, which makes the rollout worth watching for its effect on participation. For crypto card users specifically, the withholding rule is upstream of spending. It does not tax the swipe, it taxes the funding, the staking yield or airdrop that lands in your account before you ever load a card. A user in Lagos topping up a stablecoin card from staking income now funds it with post-withholding value.